This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp.
30. It's hard to believe. Another year is over. Doesn't every January feel like a fresh notebook? 365 blank pages just waiting to be filled. Maybe this is the year for a big plot twist. Or maybe there's a chapter in your life that you've been waiting to rewrite. What do you want your 2025 story to be?
Here's the thing, Calvin. It isn't about making resolutions that are in the bin by February. It's about taking control and becoming the author of your own story. And therapy can help you do that.
Spot on. Therapy can be a game changer in so many ways. It helps you build positive coping skills, figure out how to set healthy boundaries, and really helps you become the best version of yourself. And it's not just for people with major trauma. It's for anyone who wants to work on themselves and navigate life a little better.
Exactly. So why not write the next chapter with BetterHelp? With over 5,000 therapists, BetterHelp connects you to mental health professionals with expertise in a wide variety of areas. Write your story with BetterHelp.
And here's the thing, our listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/bollocks. That's betterhelp.com/bollox.
Go Loud. Talking Bollocks with FBT Gyms. Unleash your fitness potential with no contract and full class access. FBTGyms.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Try your wasting it now. Till your body attends. Walk it hard and long. When you finish that.
Years. Oh, 2025 on. Terry, New Year's resolution.
You have to set yourself one athletic target.
There we go.
Not just a distance running. That's too easy.
Oh, right.
Pick something else.
What if he says 50k? That's not easy.
That's what I'm planning on doing.
Joe McGuckin has made me sick of talking about running and distance.
An athletic
just
goal.
Pick an athletic goal for the year.
Down. Swimming or something.
Okay, let's go with that.
Swimming.
Swim.
Swimming's too hard.
Across the mouth of Dublin Port.
And there you go. That's a goal then if it's
swimming,
too hard.
Boys. Do you ever see... Boys, I do be down in the gym, yeah? The swim pool in the gym. And there's always like this woman. And she's probably in her 60s, 70s, boys. You want to see this thing down laps and laps of this pool. Boys, I do one lap of a pool and I'm on death's door. It is the hardest thing in the world.
You think you're fit until you do a length of a pool and yeah. Whoa.
This woman just goes up and down like a fish, boys. I'm like, that is amazing. It's the hardest thing in the world, boys.
It's one of the best exercises for you.
Yeah, it would be.
It works all your muscle groups, good for your breathing, and reduces inflammation. So there you go.
Yeah.
You should set yourself a goal there. Yeah.
How far? How far?
1,000 meters.
From Houston to...
In the Liffey?
Yeah.
The Point.
The Point.
If we did that, what would you give me? There has to be something on the line for me.
They do it every year, the Liffey Swim. It's free to do, sign up for it.
No, not unless I'm getting something out of it. You want me to give to do that?
Yeah, but it's Owen.
I don't know. We'll figure that out, but I'd be very impressed.
Well, you leave it with me, bro.
Be more impressed than if you ran a marathon without any training.
The Liffey Swim is 2K.
Where does it go from?
I'll tell you now. Why am I looking this up? So it's gonna be around September time, Tarrant. So you've 9 months. That's plenty of time to swim 2K.
It's a tough going, but I'll try it.
Okay, Calvin, what's your own that he's running the swimming the Liffey?
I wanna do a High Rocks but abroad. Oh. Abroad, Owen, abroad. Abroad in a hot country. You can't ask me a question and then be like, oh, what do you want for the year? Shells to win the league. Oh.
That's not a goal. That's just a want.
Well, that's all you want to do it in a foreign country.
I just knew.
Then why did you ask?
High Rocks, I thought you'd have a little more imagination.
Yeah.
He wants just to be Spain. In the blade.
In the nip,
Olympics and blade.
Iron Man. I would like to do a
climb something.
Oh,
bro. Carnan Tool, it's a big hill.
Liberty Hall.
Oh, I'd love to climb Liberty Hall. How could you climb that? Suction cups?
Yeah, I suppose not.
Yeah.
Also, or could you... Is it too easy to climb with a rope? Like an abseiling rope, but you're just climbing up the rope?
No, that'd be hard.
Could be hard, but...
No, that would be hard. Pulling yourself up Liberty Hall.
Yeah, but you can put your feet on the building, so...
Yeah, but still, you're still pulling, though.
Probably would, yeah.
I'd abseil down it. I think I'd do that, like... I'd be confident that I could abseil down it.
I'd like to see the two of you abseil down Liberty.
No.
Yeah. Have you ever abseiled before?
No.
It's the scariest thing ever, the very first time you do it. We did it out in Killiney. As a docky, where they do it, there's like a cliff there. It's either Killiney or docky. The club brought us out years ago. And you're attached to the rope and you're going over the edge. But see, when you're just about to go and you give it a bit of slack on the rope, so you go a couple of inches more. Oh, boys, I was grabbing your man and all. Your man's like, you have to let me go. I was like, mate, I'm not fucking letting go of you. I'm literally going over the fucking edge of a cliff here. But you have to like let yourself go and convince yourself that you're going to be all right. You know what I mean? But now you do it a couple of times, it's grand. Like. But yeah, I'd climb Liberty Hall, climb up and down it. No problem.
You do that too. Do it for charity.
Liberty Hall?
Yeah.
You try to charity in there. Yeah. Make a walk.
They fucking haven't got the place open. Open it and we will. Thing lying there full of dust.
Right, next question for you.
Yep.
I like the swimming thing as well. I want to take up swimming. Do you know where?
Why don't you race down the Liffey?
Oh, we used to swim in the Liffey all the time. We used to jump in that for the crack. Look at me, like the blade and stay at that. Maybe we used to be leading. I used to fall in the Liffey. Do you know what I mean? And
yeah, it's filthy, dirty, boy, isn't it? It's like the canals, bro.
But further down the Liffey, it's cleaner.
Yeah.
When it gets deeper.
Yeah.
When you're up at Merchant's Quay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That end where it's shallow, you can see the ground and you can see the trolleys and the mopeds. Yeah. You're like, yeah, I don't fancy that part. But that's where I think the Liffey swim goes to. I think you start in Newson, where it's real shallow up that end, and swim down. I love the way, sorry, you keep going across it. Is it Ireland's Eye? The Howth Harbour.
Escape from Ireland's Eye, sea swim. 2K open water swim from the island of Ireland's Eye to Claremont Beach in Howth.
Yeah, I'd like to do that.
I'd say that is tough.
Fucking right.
Yeah.
2K as well.
Hey, boys.
40 lengths at the Westwood, that is.
That's why I'm so impressed by anyone who can do a Northern Man. Yeah. Who has done a Northern Man, I mean. Because anyone can do it, but I mean, anyone who has done a Northern Man, I'm like, fuck.
Especially swimming in the sea. It's just like, you're going one way and the sea's like, no, you're going back this way, pal. Come on. You're coming with us. So, yeah.
What have we done a Northern Man this year, Alan?
That's impressive.
Yeah.
No, Alan, me bollocks.
Okay.
Because you need to realise... He's taking in the goal I want to do, John McGuckin's goal, and cycling 6 hours.
John McGuckin's goal is just upset people.
Yeah, but like he's factoring all this in. Do you know what I mean? A sprinkle of that, dash of that, and a scoop of this. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, it's
180k cycling.
It's still the same wheelhouse as all the marathon and high rock stuff, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, I don't think.
No, definitely not, bro.
Hang on for a minute. Why don't you try to do something then? Judging us.
I'm not judging you.
You're slouching in your chair, rolling your eyes at people and... Me bollocks on, I'm not having it. Getting judged out here, but trying to bleed and do something.
Right, I'll run a half marathon for you, right?
Right. I think that's too easy for you, though, if you're running 12s or not.
Yeah, you're right, yes.
I don't care what you think. Right, we're continuing our team.
This is a paid advertisement from BetterHelp. 30. It's hard to believe. Another year is over. Doesn't every January feel like a fresh notebook? 365 blank pages just waiting to be filled. Maybe this is the year for a big plot twist. Or maybe there's a chapter in your life that you've been waiting to rewrite. What do you want your 2025 story to be?
Here's the thing, Calvin. It isn't about making resolutions that are in the bin by February. It's about taking control and becoming the author of your own story. And therapy can help you do that.
Spot on. Therapy can be a game changer in so many ways. It helps you build positive coping skills, figure out how to set healthy boundaries, and really helps you become the best version of yourself. And it's not just for people with major trauma. It's for anyone who wants to work on themselves and navigate life a little better.
Exactly. So why not write the next chapter with BetterHelp? With over 5,000 therapists, BetterHelp connects you to mental health professionals with expertise in a wide variety of areas. Write your story with BetterHelp.
And here's the thing. Our listeners get 10% off the first month at betterhelp.com/bollocks. That's betterhelp.com/BOLLOX.
Continuing a theme of recent episodes, Richie has been on.
Yup, Richie.
No, you're not going to like this.
Oh, fuck.
He says he came across an episode where you were talking about Carvery dinners and you mentioned Yorkshire puddings as a staple. He said he let it slide then, but you've since mentioned it as a staple of Christmas dinner a couple of times, you said, yeah? Richie says he's 29 years on this earth and he's never seen a cooked Yorkshire pudding in his life. He asked around and everybody is in agreement. A Yorkshire pudding is a British food that has absolutely no place on a roast dinner. I've never seen it on the menu, Richie says. In the countryside. So is it a city thing or a middle class thing, he wants to know.
Thing. It is a mad British food.
Culchy.
It is a mad British food because I've got that before.
Mm.
But they're worth it. Oh, they're worth it, bro. Do you get me? Like, if it's worth it, it's worth it.
Well, we're not denying it's a British food. It's in the fucking name. Yeah. Yorkshire pudding. Yorkshire, a part of the north of England that has a big Irish community, working class community, that people emigrate
over there
make Shakespeare.
To make a future for their family back home. Yeah, so it has Irish roots, Yorkshire puddings.
Didn't know that, but I see that exact speech, I'm going to hit everyone with that when they said it, because I've heard it a few times.
Don't say it's not true. How did it make its way here?
How did it make its way here? How did Kit Kats make their way here?
They made him. Like, why is he getting so offended?
No, quick with it. You'd be battered though, but quick with it. Yeah, quick with it. Educated, jumply. I'll give you that. No, I'll give you that. You're quick.
Oh, you want the next question?
Go on, bro.
Another food team.
I'm putting a ban on food after this question. Last bit of food I'll speak about in this studio. Right? Or else Denzel Washington will be coming back out of the bag pocket again.
Nick in New Zealand wants to know.
Nick, that's mad New Zealandy, isn't it? Nick.
It, the alliteration is back again. Nick New Zealand.
Oh.
That's a good name, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, who'd you go out with tonight? Bladen, Terry John and Nick New Zealand.
Nick New Zealand wants to know if you could only pick one of either salt or vinegar on your chips for the rest of your day.
Salt.
Yeah.
Salt. I'm a salt man. Oh. I actually asked for salt, no vinegar.
Yeah. If you were having Bladen chips with your dinner, you wouldn't put vinegar on them. You know what I mean? Like chips and chicken or something like, you know what I mean?
A single out of chip up with salt and vinegar, it is.
No, it is, but what I'm saying does...
But I feel like they're not the same anymore. Back in the day, the vinegar used to be dripping out the end of the bike.
Do you know how you know?
Not anymore.
If they don't sell vinegar in the chipper. If it's a chipper that sells vinegar, you know it's a real one.
Mm.
Yeah.
I remember years ago, Betty attended us up to the chipper, up the parcel to get a single, yeah? And you get it, and the vinegar be dripping out of the bottom.
You need another bag, yeah?
The smell of it and all, boys, unbelievable. Nowadays, you get salt and vinegar, you can't really even taste vinegar, so I just don't even really get it.
Yeah.
Do you get me? The chippers have fallen off.
Yeah, I agree.
Put that out there. I agree. Fell off.
Yeah.
Chipper's expensive now.
Yeah. Fucking right. Do you ever try and get a single £4.80?
No, more.
Not even a single anymore. It's tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the white bag of chips.
That's all you get.
Yeah. It's a brown bag with a white bag in it.
Yeah. And do you remember back in the day, boys, you used to get a bag of chips and have the white bag in it full of chips and then chips covering that.
Or at the end.
The white bag was like, remember you get a toy in the cereal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Looking for the white bag was like looking for the toy.
Yeah. You'd be stuffed by the time you got to the white bag.
Yeah.
Or else
you find that though and you're like, oh.
You get a batter burger. And they throw the chips in on top. You don't have to ask.
Yeah.
But now you go, can I have a batter burger? That's a fiver. And throw a few chips in as well. Yeah, tenner. Like, what?
You used to be less than 2 quid, boys.
For a bag of chips? Yeah, 180. 180 bag of chips.
And now, boys, it's literally 480.
You're not getting change out of a fiver.
No.
Yeah.
It's a, boys, we've fallen off as a country.
We have. This is the last frontier now. This is what's separating us from the brink. The chipper.
Mm. Well, you two can survive on Yorkshire puddings.
I reckon we open a chipper.
That just sells Yorkshire puddings
and
cereal.
We sell them as well. That's not a chipper then.
Oh, bollocks.
Yorkshire pudding filled with milk and a load of cocoa pops in it. What tell you?
The look on your face.
He thought he's under the window there. He thought you had
a telepathic moment.
Yeah. And he's
Yorkshire
like,
puddings and cereal.
What
the fuck are you talking about?
Come here. I think you could be onto something if you put Yorkshire puddings on the menu in a chipper.
Mm.
You know why some chippers do gravy?
Yeah.
It's wrong though, isn't it?
I think it is wrong. That's a British thing. Oh, yeah, chippers that do gravy.
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah. What's the yolk that they get? They have like a set meal. No way, like I think like fish and chips is theirs as well, isn't it?
What gravy?
Peas, chips and peas. Yeah.
Peas.
That's a British thing.
British thing. Yeah. But is there not something with gravy that they get as well? Is there not a fucking gravy burger or something like that?
Like a pie and gravy,
so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
That's a mad British thing, is that at the football matches or something?
Yeah,
like that?
Yeah, that's what it is.
He's springing the mind.
But I do agree. Do you know there's an association of chippers? It's like the IICA. It's like the Italian Irish Chipper Association.
Yeah, it's real. But, and they do that, or they used to do that Chipper Day.
Fish and Chip Day, wasn't it?
Fish and Chip Day.
You get like fish and chips for like a fiver or something like that, yeah. Remember that? Did you ever hear that?
Yeah.
Down Bordock's queue around the corner.
What, boys?
Remember, Bordock's used to do crispy bits.
I'm not going to knock. Boys. We're at the knock on a couple of chippers and all here, boys. Bordock's, great, eh?
There's two chippers that I'm go to, and it's Mr. Perry in Santry and the Black and White in Parnell Street. If I'm in town, I'm only getting the Black and White, and then when I'm at home, I'll get Mr. Perry. And them two are consistent. The rest of them want to up the game.
Man, I take ways, nice. What about me other chipper?
Yeah, is that that's all still open?
Still going, bro.
There's the question marks about that place. That's the number I told you.
You never get what you ask for.
He come in, near about the ball and chip. The man's like, no, I'll give you a snack box though. And Terrence was like, yeah. I'm like, you didn't ask for that. He's like, fuck it.
Lauren Carter witnessed it as well.
Yeah.
He knows.
Yeah.
I forget, but I think I asked for a quarter pound of me and he said no and gave me two other things. And I was like,
garlic cheese and chips he got. Like.
You never know what you're going to. It's just a roulette.
Yeah. Come here, do you have an order off Just Eat? And he's like, do you want salt and vinegar? It's an option. Like, do you know what I mean? Who's not getting salt and vinegar?
Yeah.
Chips?
Yeah, garlic.
Which one's the black and white in Parnell Street?
The one facing the Lewis stop. The one we talked about
Enzo's.
Before. Yeah, it's the black and white.
Oh, sorry.
It's the black and white. And here.
I remember you.
That's my favourite chipper.
Yeah. Yeah, always packed, always a good sign.
Oh yeah,
always busy.
Yeah,
sound too.
Yeah, oh, the boys are sound. Do you know what's mad, Alan? There's a fella in there like that. That chip has been open my whole life. I've never not known that chip to be open. Yeah, it was always called the black and white. Then when we were about 14, 15, every weekend we used to go to the pub up there because we used to get served, and after we used to get a kebab. And a youngster started walking in the chip. His name was Albert, and it's mad. He's still walking there now. And even though like we're all fully grown men with kids, we still go in and he'll always give us a nod. Yeah, yeah, what you want? Bang, serves ahead of everybody. And I was like, Albert's fucking sound. Used to give us free food and all. Still give some of the boys free food. But he'd never rip you, you know what I mean? Mm. You go in, you get bleeding. Two snack boxes, a bat of organ, a pizza for a tenner, like.
Yeah.
What a staple in Irish society, them chippers are.
Mm.
But the original question was, only salt or vinegar? Only salt. Thanks, pal.
Okay. Scott says, his boss called him at the office, sounded angry with him, went in and Scott was shown on multiple screens him shadow boxing.
I hope he's not in trouble for that.
No, I think the boss just taking the piss out of him. He says, Scott's question is, what's the most embarrassing memory for you that came from work?
Why is that embarrassing for him?
Remember you caught me shadow boxing, dirty.
Oh, down with fucking Tom Aspinall or something. You were shadow boxing. Who were you shadow boxing front of?
Andy Stevenson.
Andy Stevenson. We were in Manchester at the UFC.
Oh, and he's up in like the third tier.
Bird's eye view looking directly down in the cage. And I looked to the right of the cage.
And I'm not now in the shadow box. I don't know what happened to me.
Standing in front of a journalist. This is at 5 o'clock in the morning, by the way. Shadow boxing. I said, what is wrong?
Caught on video. Caught on video.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shadow boxing in the middle of the arena.
The most embarrassing thing that happened in work, is that what that was?
Yeah.
Back during COVID, when COVID only happened and everyone started remote working, and you remember they started, I don't know if you've had it here, but in our job, because it happened so quickly, they started doing like weekly team calls, you know, like for morale. So it still feels like you're in the office and you'd have like every Friday for an hour, we'd all jump on, we'd play games, we'd get lunch or whatever, we'd have the chats. And it was early in COVID before they had a vaccine, yeah? I'd never heard of Pfizer. Never in my life heard the name Pfizer, the company Pfizer. Never heard of it, yeah? I'm walking away.
I know this one.
I'm walking away, yeah? Because I had a desk in my bedroom and Amy's lying on the bed and I was on the call and we're talking and everyone's talking blah, blah, blah and they were talking about the vaccine. They're like, hopefully now the vaccine comes out, we'll be back to the office by the end of the year. And I was like, yeah, I heard that company has one there, P. Pfizer. And Amy...
You've told us this before.
Disintegrated into the bed. Yeah. Well, I don't know what happened. I think it was divine intervention. No one on the call heard it. They all just continued talking. And I was like, looking at Amy and she was like, it's Pfizer you take. And I was like, because I've only ever seen it. I'd never heard of it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So it's spelled P. Pfizer. So I thought it was the name of like the person who founded the company or something. Do you know what I mean? Like Brennan's. Bread, you know what I mean? Oh yeah, that's obviously Mr. Brennan owns that. I thought his name
Fitz up in Ballybox.
Yeah, El Paul Fitz out there said the main new vaccine for the COVID. Do you know what I mean? Paulie Fitz. I know a Paulie Fitz.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was a bad one that happened to me. So
you dodged a bullet there.
That
bullet changed the way everyone looked at you.
Yeah,
especially in a mad like.
Yeah,
serious company.
Serious people. Do you get me?
Yeah.
They might not be very forgiven of that.
No. Yeah. But I'm trying to think of anything else really embarrassing.
I don't know. I
had a friend who he was working in a supermarket. And I won't name the supermarket. Anyway, it was just in a supermarket and not the owner, but the manager, the shift manager comes over to him and goes, there's two lads after picking up three crates of cans there and just walking out the front door. So they go into the back office, look at CCTV. And as they're looking at it, so they're thinking of calling the guards or whatever they're going to do. And as I look on CCTV, there's your man, mate, elbow deep in the pick and mix. And the lads are the other side of the aisle picking up slabs and walking out, and yeah, like, what do we do with this? Manager was sound about it. The shift manager was like, we'll just pretend it didn't happen, will we? It's the only CCTV of what happened.
It's a bad one.
So I think he all.
But there's actually no way out of it. There's no excuse. You just have
to. And he was actually, like, he was there eating it as well while the lads were walking out, like, so.
He's there eating it, watching the footage.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's bad, that.
Yeah.
So he's on the floor walking, going around the pick and mix. And
I think it was, yeah, like late, like Saturday night or something. It was, yeah, like 10 to 10. He's just dipping in, having a,
but when you're
a jelly or a fudge or something, you know.
Yeah, that pick and mix, boys, pick and mix get an awful life, don't they? They do, boys. They do. You know quite well. You know, you go into every shop, it's like, please don't touch unless you're going to buy. They're getting lifted out. Yeah. You want to put a lock and a keypad on them and, like, look, a vending machine, many cola bottles do you want, a euro's worth, and put your bag underneath it. But otherwise, you're taking a handful, putting them in, and then a handful for the walk to the till.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
The ones in Cineworld got lifted an out. Awful rap. And I tell you what, rightfully so. Right?
Yeah, no, I agree. I know what you're doing with this.
I went up with a little bag of jellies before, and you once had a tenner. Boys, there must have been five jellies in the bag. It goes, boy, wait. Yeah. I say, there's five jellies in the bag.
They changed it to the cup size now.
Right.
So do you have like a small cup and a big cup, and like the small cup say a tenner and the big cup's like 13 euro or whatever. So it's what you can fit in, you know what I mean? Just thing overflowing like a bleeding avalanche full of cola bottles.
Cola bottles like a tattoo on the side of the cup.
You know, bad stories, no?
No, not really. I could get my bad ones. Remember I shook your man's hand with the Luke's bottle and I shook it with two fingers and all, boys. Ugh. Things like that keep me up at night.
PTSD when you heard this question.
I did, but I told that one. That's the worst, I think.
I was like, I never had a job before. No. Moving on.
When I was going up the shine on the labour, I fell. Right, that's the end of Talking More Bollocks. Send us any questions and anything you want to talkingbollocks@goloudnow.com.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.
What you waiting for? Put your back in it. Just a little more. Throw your weight in it now. Fill your body up. Walk it hard and slow. When you finish that.
The hip knocker.
Talking Bollocks with FBT Gyms. Unleash your fitness potential with no contract and full class access. FBTGyms.ie.
Go Loud. Sounds better with us.
What's happening, everyone? It's COB here. On this podcast, we've always been big believers in the importance of talking about our mental health and taking care of it. And that's an ongoing thing. Just like your physical health, your mental health isn't something you only need to look after if you're in the middle of a crisis. It needs day-to-day care, and sometimes we don't notice that things like feeling stressed all the time, feeling anxious and having poor sleep, or even just feeling a bit low for an extended period of time, all of these things can be connected to your mental health. It can be hard to know where to start. It's not as obvious as looking after your physical health. There's not a gym for the mind, or an oil at the supermarket stocked with foods that are good for your mental health. But the HSE has a great tool we can all use. It's called My Mental Health Plan. It's one full of advice and self-care tips. Check her out and check in with yourself, because we all need to look after ourselves every single day. Visit yourmentalhealth.ie for advice and support on common mental health difficulties and to get your free personalised mental health plan.